we mentioned yesterday the importance of, when it comes to Hagbah, that everyone should be able to actually see the Torah itself, the words. And this is actually the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Shemitzvah kol ha'anashim v'nashim liros haksav. And we pointed out, whoever is in the shul, men and women alike, are supposed to actually focus on the ksav, the actual words of the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, in the name of Mekubalim, Shetov Shiar Ha'osios Ad Shiar Yochol Likrosam. That you shouldn't just be able to see, you know, that's the basic idea of those dots. You're actually supposed to actually see the words, the letters themselves. Now, what happens if you're pretty far away? You're sitting in the back, which is often the favorite seats in a shul. Because you're so far away, you just can't see the letters. The only way you could possibly see is by coming really close, excusing yourself, and moving really, really close to the person who's doing Hagba. So it says like this. Al Yasakin, you shouldn't do that. Elulami Shemuksak Lumadaktik Bamasov Dimokin Ishmaze Mishom Mexikiora. There couldn't be a negative that if you're showing off, acting like a Balgaiva, that you have to see the actual letters I need to actually read from the Ksav, from the Torah itself. And therefore I can't just sit where I am, and I'm going to excuse myself as you continue to sit where you are, or stand where you are far away. So that actually shows, like, I'm much more strict than you, holier than thou, more machmir. And therefore he says you really should be careful before you accept upon any chumra, certainly this one, because unless you really are medaktik b'masa, then everything that you do, otherwise it looks like you're just showing off and you're bragging. That's not obviously what we wish to accomplish. Now, it's also mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch that when the Hagbah occurs and you're looking at the letters or possibly reading the letters, it says the word lichroa. A person should bow down. That's what it says. And this is something which a lot of the achronim don't really understand and don't agree with. Be'inyan hachriya rabim ein nohagim b'kach. When it comes to actually bowing down, when you see someone doing Hagbah, bowing down, that's not something which many are accustomed, and it brings down, for example, in the Siddur Yavetz, it's written down explicitly, Shlo Rosh Nohagin Lishtachavos Be'ez Hagbos HaSefer Torah, that bowing down was never seen by him. That was not his minhag, as well as it's brought down in the words of the Shilti Giborim. In Kedushin, the first parak, he says, quote, V'nira b'enai, it seems to me, shel amru ela la'amod b'nei Torah. I understand the idea of standing when Hagbah occurs. However, lo ishtachvos, not to bow down to it. V'lo nimsa b'chol Torah shem ishtachvin. I never found, after combing through all of Shas and Poskim, whatever, never found this inyan to bow down. And therefore, a lot of people say not to do so. But nonetheless, there are people that have and still do. And it's brought down in the Shals and Shuvas, the reason why it's not so common to see people bow down now, even though maybe it was done more before. And he says, interestingly enough, that the way that we perform Hagbah is not the way it always used to be done. He says, the Davki Kishosim Hagbah Kishaksav Klapya Am. That in the event that Hagbah would be done, for example, the way it's done on Simchas Torah, that the people actually see the letters, because the actual cloth, the letters are not facing the person doing the Hagbah, but it's the opposite way, it's in reverse, so everyone else sees it. So that's a time in which there would be more reason to say that a person should or could bow down at that particular time. Of course, we only do this again on Simchas Torah, which some explain to symbolize that after we finish the Torah, we immediately go back, as though we're turning all the way back in reverse or in rewind, and therefore some explain that's the symbolism behind why we do that specifically on Simchas Torah. But that used to be done commonly all the time. It says B'chol Yemos Hashana, every day, that's how it was done. And therefore, according to that reasoning, that's why they would bow down. For us, where we're not really looking at the words. We do at one point, but it's not deliberately being shown to us, but rather we kind of have to peek because it's not in out. It's not outward, but it's inward facing the person doing Hagba. Therefore, for that reason, he says, we find less people that will bow during that time. Now, according to that reasoning, one would maybe say, on Simchas Torah, then you should bow. But he says a second reason. He brings down in the name of the Masechta Sofrim, he says, O Tam, what's another reason? Dikivan, Ein Anu Bekiyim, B'chaseros V'yaseros, because we nowadays, with our limited capacity of knowledge of Torah, do not necessarily know which letters that potentially there may be a letter missing, or letters that should have been added. And possibly the Sefer Torah, even if it's been checked a million times, may not necessarily be 100% perfect. And therefore, he says, Ve'im chasar fil osachas, we know, of course, that if it's even missing a single letter, yesh chash gadol lichrol a Sefer Torah posel. For a person to bow down to a Sefer Torah, which in itself is posel, that's something which we would not want to do. And therefore, for that reason, it's a custom among those who follow the second explanation, never to bow down, even on Simchas Torah, even though the letters are facing you. See, one last halacha with regard to Hagbo, when it comes to the people doing something unusual with their hands or their fingers. V'yeshno hagin l'hatzbiya be'etzba hazeres. That there are some people that when the Hagba occurs, you may see them doing something like this, taking their zeres, or their small finger. Zeres, every finger has a name, actually it's brought down in the Gemara Ksubos, the first parak, the significance of why each finger has a specific name. Zeres has to do with the measurement, which is a zeres measurement, from the small finger to the thumb, which is certain measurements, including the garment, one of the garments on the for the Kohen Gadol. But nonetheless, you would find people pointing at the Torah with their zeres, with their small finger. Kishomim vizos haTorah, when the words vizos haTorah are recited, and Lanashka, and then thereafter they will kiss their little finger. Umikar Kadmon, he says there are actually sources, earlier sources. Unfortunately, he doesn't bring them down. I have to look at else somewhere else. The ancient Hanohagin L'Achos B'Tzitzio Tatalis, you may actually see people do something different. They would actually take one of the corners of their talis. L'Hiros Negative Sefer Torah Nashik Tzitzio. They would kiss their tzitzis at that time. Kol Echad Yasek Bimkomo Binhago HaTayim. A person, of course, would adhere to and follow their custom. There's a few explanations as to why you maybe will see some people with this little finger. The Zos HaTorah, Mefarshim explain that we also find by the episode of Kriyas Yamsuf that we sang Shira, that we said Zekeli V'Anvehu. And the Mefarshim explain over there, including Memeloes, that at the time in which we said Zekel V'Anvehu, Hashem was so clear in front of us, the Nisan, the miracles that occurred to the Bnei Israel, that it was as though He was directly in front of us, as though one could say V'Zos and this. And figuratively, they actually were pointing toward God at the time that they were saying those words. So too, when it comes to V'Zos HaTorah, so you're pointing toward it. And certainly nowadays, we all know it's not polite to point. So the point this way may not be as respectful as pointing with the small finger. And also saw, based on the words of the Rosh Yeshiva Torah B'Das, he says in Torah Or, rather, Ruchayim Pilchas Scheinberg, he explains the significance of V'Zos HaTorah in the following manner. He says, what's the significance of the small finger? So we mentioned yesterday that Torah is compared to water. As the Pasuk says, Hoy kol samlech l'mayim. Anyone who is thirsty, you drink water. So the Gemara discusses another reason why, other than what we spoke yesterday, of how Torah is like water. And the Gemara says that if you take a cup of water, and you, let's say you pour it over here, it's going to go all the way down, and it'll fall down to the lowest source. So too, when it comes to Torah, a person who is going to be successful in learning is not an individual who thinks that they know it all. If you think you know it all, then how much are you going to be open to learn new things? So therefore, Torah is necessary to become a Torah scholar, to be Talmud Chacham, to be like water, to be an Anav, to be humble. And therefore, Scheinberg explains that's the significance of the small finger. You look at the smallest part of your body, the small little finger, and you focus on it, and then you look at the Torah. And you say that the only way I can possibly accomplish this, to be able to grow in Torah, is if I'm comparable to this small little finger. And therefore, we kiss it, again, to symbolize this idea of acknowledging the importance of being Anuv. I'd like to conclude with one last possible explanation. When you look at the small finger, you can possibly think of the following message. That when it comes to Torah, the adherence of the Tariag mitzvos, some mitzvos are easy, some are more difficult. When it comes to the big three or whatever mitzvos, which are really seemingly in your eyes important, not going to break them. When it comes to the little mitzvos, like we mentioned in Bahaya Ekev, Tishmu, and the small ones you step upon, what's the big deal? It's insignificant. So therefore, when we look at the Torah, we focus on our small finger, as though to say we will adhere to every single mitzvah, large and small.